President challenges birthright citizenship.
It's in the process. It'll happen with an executive order.
Mr. Trump to pay respects in Pittsburgh.
As the funerals begin today for the victims.
Women on the political rise.
We're not just inching up over a record. We're blowing through the record.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaifin. The Trump administration's got a military plan to deal with a slow-moving caravan of Central Americans headed toward the U.S. southern border. And President Trump is suggesting a dramatic new step to get tough with illegal immigrants, challenging a birthright citizenship standard that goes back 150 years. Live to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president tells Axios on HBO he's going to sign an executive order reinterpreting the 14th Amendment, which grants citizenship to all persons born in the United States, quote, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
How ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Well, there are few legal scholars who believe Mr. Trump has the power to do this on his own, but he says he has consulted with the White House counsel's office and is prepared to proceed. The Pentagon announced yesterday that on the president's orders, it's sending 5,200 soldiers to the border to harden the ports of entry. All as a caravan, now of some 3,500 migrants, slowly makes its way north. The president has called it an invasion and a national emergency. Steve?
We spoke with legal scholar Jonathan Turley, who says there was plenty of debate about this when the 14th Amendment was originally drafted.
Many of them suggested that that language meant that you could not be undocumented in order to claim citizenship. Others have argued that that's not the meaning, and that as long as you are in the territory of the United States, when you give birth, your children are citizens.
Well, President and Mrs. Trump go to Pittsburgh today, and funerals for some of the 11 synagogue shooting victims will take place. CBS's Jeff Glore spoke with attack survivor Barry Werber, who was hiding in a dark room with one of those who would be killed by the gunman, 88-year-old Melvin Wax.
He pushes the door open, and that's the first light we've seen since we've been back in the room. And I hear gunshots, and he falls back into the room. And this person walks in. And he doesn't see us. He steps over Mel's body like it's a log. I assume he was looking to the back of the room, but he couldn't see anything because there was no light. And then I assume he stepped over going back and pushed the door the other way and didn't look back, thank God, and walked out.
When you saw Mel killed, did you think you were next?
Oh, definitely.
Will you go back inside that building?
Probably with some trepidation. I spent 4 years in the service. I was in the Air Force from 60 to 64. I've never been as frightened in my life. And I've never been, and I hope to God I'm never in this situation. And I worry that it's going to happen again and again and again.
Werber is among those in Pittsburgh who say President Trump should not visit until he publicly denounces white nationalism. The crucial midterm elections are a week away, and the big story has been about the number of women on the ballot. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Arizona's next senator will be a woman, whether it's Republican Martha McSally.
We have to crack down on sanctuary cities.
Or her Democratic rival and fellow Congresswoman Kyrsten Sinema, who says women have skills that transcend party lines.
I don't care who gets the credit. We just roll up our sleeves and get the work done.
These women are running because of health care issues, climate change, gun violence, education issues.
Debbie Walsh of the Center for American Women and Politics. In 33 races nationwide, both the Republican and Democratic nominees are women, a record. And that's the sound of history. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes says one of the races that's grabbed President Trump's attention is the governor's battle in Florida.
Taking a page from the president, Republican Ron DeSantis has hammered his opponent on immigration in these closing weeks.
We don't want open borders in Florida.
Democrat Andrew Gillum has focused on health care.
We deserve to expand Medicaid and offer access to health care.
Three-term Senator Bill Nelson is hoping a strong showing from Gillum at the top of the ticket will help him fend off a challenge from Governor Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, for 8 years, has refused to expand Medicaid.
Medicaid was a rare topic of agreement among the four Florida voters we met in Miami.
We talk about taking care of our citizens, And one of the most important ways we can do that is to ensure the health of our citizens.
But they were divided over immigration and that caravan of Honduran migrants heading north.
Lynette Johnson says her husband's 2011 killing was cruel and unusual punishment. R.J. Johnson was a South Dakota prison guard beaten to death with a pipe on his 63rd birthday. Last night, she witnessed the lethal injection execution of the inmate who ended her husband's life. She says it was a stark contrast.
Peaceful, clean, sterile, dignified. What they did to my husband, our children's father, and scarred our grandchildren for the rest of their lives.
Well, 80 years ago today, a fictional story prompted plenty of real fear for CBS radio listeners.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music.
It was intended to be a radio drama, an adaptation of H.G. Wells' novel, The War of the Worlds.
Wait a minute, something's happening.
It turned into one of the most historic radio broadcasts ever.
Lord, they're turning into flames.
The plot concerned a Martian invasion in Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
At least 40 people, including six state troopers, lie dead.
The dramatization was so real, many listeners thought it was the real thing.
We were scared, and we didn't know what to think.
The next day, Orson Welles met reporters and was remorseful.
We are deeply shocked and deeply regretful about the results of last night's broadcast.
But in the 1950s, Welles suggested he wasn't all that surprised.
I thought it'd be fun to prove that the radio could lie along with everything else.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A brick-and-mortar store chain is looking to eliminate frustrations that sometimes make shoppers wish they were buying online instead. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Attention, Walmart shoppers. Starting Thursday, holiday shopping gets a whole lot easier. Walmart will begin offering a digital map that leads you right to the sweater, the toy, or the smart speaker you want. Then you'll be able to make your purchase on the spot in the aisle where you find it. Employees will be standing by to process your credit card and give you a receipt. The company's chief operating officer says it's about making shopping easy, fast, and convenient. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, Klay Thompson hit an NBA record 14 three-point shots last night in Golden State's blowout win over Chicago, topping the 13 by teammate Steph Curry in a game 2 years ago. And he did it exiting the game in the third quarter. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.